This course is designed not only to teach ideas, but to help you build a practical marriage growth handbook. A handbook is different from a notebook full of random thoughts. A handbook becomes a guide you can return to. It helps you name what God is showing you. It helps you notice patterns. It helps you create wise practices for your own marriage or for ministry with others. Each topic in this course will give you a piece of that handbook. In topic one, you begin by defining Christian marriage growth. You will reflect on marriage as whole person, covenant formation before God. In topic two, you will explore biblical covenant, spiritual union, physical union, vows, one flesh faithfulness, and household formation. In topic three, you will face realistic expectations. You married, or may marry, a sinner in process. That truth is not meant to create despair. It is meant to form humility, grace, repentance, and patience. In topic four, you will study forgiveness, repentance, safety, and abuse boundaries. Forgiveness is essential to Christian marriage, but forgiveness must never be twisted into denial, enabling, or remaining unsafe. In topic five, you will reflect on organic man and organic woman. You will learn to honor sexual difference without reducing men and women to stereotypes. In topic six, you will work on communication, conflict management, and repair. In topic seven, you will explore hot monogamy, faithful, mutual, embodied covenant delight through the marriage aging cycle. In topic eight, you will consider fruitfulness, parenting, spiritual parenting, hospitality, mentoring, and legacy. In topic nine, you will look at household stewardship, money, work, time, technology, and daily rhythms. In topic 10, you will study family boundaries while honoring parents. In topic 11, you will explore spiritual growth together and the 12 aspects of together discernment. In topic 12, you will prepare for aging, caregiving, grief, death, and resurrection hope. Your handbook will grow through reflection, worksheets, case studies, and practical plans. Please do not rush this course as if it is only information to finish. Let it become formation. Some students will use this personally. Some will use it with their spouse. Some will use it later as pastors, chaplains, officiants, mentors, coaches, or soul center leaders. The goal is not perfection. The goal is faithful growth. A Christian marriage grows one truthful conversation, one prayer, one confession, one repair, one boundary, one act of tenderness, and one obedient step at a time.